This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. President Joe Biden ordered U.S. fighter jets to shoot down another unidentified object over Lake Huron on Sunday, the Pentagon said. The object was described as octagonal in shape with strings hanging off, but no identifiable payload, a U.S. official speaking on the condition of anonymity said. It's the fourth object shot down this month. Melissa Dalton is Assistant Secretary of Defense for Homeland Defense and Hemispheric Affairs. She explains a possible reason for the increase.
We have been more closely scrutinizing our airspace at these altitudes, enhancing our radar, which may at least partly explain the increase in the objects detected.
U.S. Air Force General Glenn Van Herk, who is responsible for safeguarding U.S. airspace, told reporters in a briefing that the military has not been able to identify what the three most recent objects are, how they stay aloft, or where they are coming from. Moldova's president has outlined what she describes as a plot by Moscow to use external saboteurs to overthrow her country's government and to prevent it from joining the EU. The AP's Charles Della Desma reports.
Maya Sandu says Moscow's plan involves actions with the involvement of diversionists with military training, camouflaged in civilian clothes, who will undertake violent actions, she says, attack some state buildings and even take hostages. She thinks Vladimir Putin's intention is to put Moldova at the disposal of Russia and derail its aspirations to one day join the EU. Sandu's briefing comes a week after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his country had intercepted plans by Russian secret services to destroy Moldova. I'm Charles Deledesma.
For more on these stories, visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News. The death toll from a powerful earthquake 1 week ago has reached over 36,000 people on Monday as rescue crews continued their tireless efforts to find survivors. After spending 174 hours beneath the rubble, a woman in Antakya was found alive. Meanwhile, Turkish authorities have begun detaining contractors, developers, and other construction professionals they suspect of fraud or shoddy workmanship that may have contributed to so many building collapses after the earthquake. The United States has told its citizens to leave Russia immediately due to the war in Ukraine and the risk of arbitrary arrest or harassment by Russian law enforcement agencies. Reuters' Rachel Graham reports.
The Kremlin said it was not the first time U.S. citizens had been asked to leave Russia. The last such public warning was in September after President Vladimir Putin ordered a partial mobilization. The Federal Security Service said in January that prosecutors had opened a criminal case against a United States citizen on suspicion of espionage. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow said in a statement, quote, Russian security services have arrested U.S. citizens on spurious charges, singled out U.S. citizens in Russia for detention and harassment, denied them fair and transparent treatment, and convicted them in secret trials or without presenting credible evidence.
That's Reuters' Rachel Graham reporting. Residents of Auckland, New Zealand, are hunkering down on Monday as they brace for a deluge from Cyclone Gabrielle. Tommy McNeil has that story.
It's been just 2 weeks since a record-breaking storm swamped New Zealand's largest city and killed four people. Much of Auckland has ground to a halt as train services were canceled, libraries and schools were closed, and authorities asked people to make only essential trips. Air New Zealand is canceling all domestic flights to and from Auckland through Tuesday morning, as well as many international flights. 2 weeks ago, Aucklanders experienced the wettest day ever recorded in the city. Floodwaters killed four people, caused widespread disruptions, and left hundreds of homes unlivable. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Israel has retroactively authorized 9 Jewish settlements on the occupied West Bank. The newly authorized settlements will likely be a hindrance to a Palestinian peace deal with Israel, as the settlements are on land the Palestinians want for a Palestinian state. The NATO alliance confirmed on Sunday that Jens Stoltenberg, its long-serving chief, will leave office in October. Diplomats in Brussels say there is no consensus as to who should replace him as the Western Alliance's top civilian official. However, there are some considering a plan to extend his term. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.